It's another challenging commute this morning in Ada County. It's been 6 days since the first snowfall of the season hit the region, and some of the snow is still on major roads, although now much of it is in the form of ice. That's left some drivers frustrated with the Ada County Highway District. The organization is in charge of clearing many streets in Boise, Meridian, and Eagle. To discuss ACHD's response to the snow, we reach spokesperson Craig Quintana.
We were out in front of the storm with kind of our standard approach of putting down de-icer. It's called magnesium chloride, and the whole idea is to try and prevent the snow from bonding with the road surface and making ice and black ice accumulations. But our standard strategy was quickly overcome on Thursday and into Friday because we had a record amount of snowfall. So at that point, we had to move on to some physical removal. We got out the plows and we started to spread sand and salt to try and give people more traction.
If you knew there was a lot of snow in the forecast, why not start with the plows instead of starting with the de-icer, which I guess becomes ineffective as the inches of snow accumulate?
Yeah, this was a heavier snowfall than the consensus forecast. So in fact, actually, we set a record at the Boise Airport with 7.6 inches. And then compounding the problem, it was kind of a 1-2 punch from Mother Nature in that we got the heavy snowfall and then we got some real cold temperatures following.
Why does the ACHD prefer de-icing to plowing?
Well, plowing creates issues in that we have snow that we need to get rid of when we push it off the road. But, you know, we're not hesitant to break out the plows. We just want to have enough snow to merit it. And at this point, whenever we get 3 inches or so of snow, that's when the plows come out. And we've had all 23 plows running since that Thursday snow event.
So back to that decision Thursday and Friday. As you mentioned, there was 7.6 inches of snow accumulating. When did you actually get plows out on the road?
Well, they followed the rush hour on Thursday. You can't plow when the roads are full. So at that point, we were at the mercy of the snow event.
Okay, and then how often have they been running since then?
They've been in near continuous operation since. We have 126 people on our maintenance staff, and they've been divided into two crews, an A crew and a B crew, and they're working 12-hour on-again, off-again shifts.
And so these sort of ruts that are appearing now on some pretty major roads, how do you get rid of those?
Well, the plows have been out again. I've noticed personally seeing the ruts on Fairview and State Street, and our plows have been out there trying to carve those down some more, and they've also been working out on Franklin. So we're hoping that repeated passes will get us where we need to be and improve those conditions for folks. And kind of to your question, we're getting a lot of inquiries from folks about why we aren't moving on to the neighborhood streets, and it's just it's a matter of practicality. There are 626 miles of major roads in the county, the arterials and the collector streets, the mid-sized streets, and so that's where we concentrate our efforts. There's another 1,600 miles of residential roadway, and it's just not practical for us to get back into those neighborhoods and subdivisions and plow because we simply don't have the resources or the time available when we have to work on those major routes. We've checked in with Reno, with Spokane, and we think we're right there with the rest of the industry on how we approach these things.
On Friday morning, there were a lot of tweets from police officers talking about hundreds of cars that had been involved in fender benders, people who had driven off the roads over the course of Thursday evening. I'm sure there have been more and more fender benders over the course of the weekend and into today. How responsible do you feel for people who get into car accidents because of road conditions?
You know, there's two sides to the equation. We're going to do what we can in the time available to make the roads as safe as we possibly can. But the drivers also have to modify their behavior.
Craig, thank you so much for taking the time.
Okay, Jody.
Craig Quintana is a spokesperson for the Ada County Highway District.